For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Missouri House passed its version of the Internet Sales Tax Bill, known as a Wayfair Bill, yesterday. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll says the state legislature has been working to pass an online sales tax for years.
Missouri is one of a few states that does not have an internet sales tax. This legislation changes that, allowing state and local governments to impose a use tax for online purchases. The sponsor of the legislation, Republican Representative Jay Eggleston from Maysville, says this will level the playing field for brick-and-mortar businesses to compete with online stores.
We will help our small businesses. We will take care of our citizens. We'll give local governments an opportunity to capitalize on Wayfair.
The measure also includes an income tax cut from 5.4% to 5.1%, reducing it by 0.1% each year. Representative Peter Meredith, a Democrat from St. Louis, says this is continuing a tax structure that favors the rich and punishes the poor. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Extended Missouri business closures by local health departments would require city council buy-in under a bill that passed the Missouri House. The GOP-led House voted 115-44 yesterday in favor of requesting approval from local governing bodies to close schools, businesses, and churches for more than 15 days. Lawmakers pitched the idea over concerns about store closures as local officials tried to stem COVID-19. The Missouri House wants to make it harder to amend the state's constitution by changing how much a proposal needs to pass by and the amount of signatures required to get a plan on the ballot. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
The House approved a ballot item that, if passed by voters, would require a two-thirds majority to amend Missouri's constitution. Some Republicans have wanted to raise the threshold because they contend it should require more than just a simple majority to pass a constitutional amendment. State Representative Mike Henderson of St. Francis County also noted that the measure would increase the amount of signatures required to get something on the ballot.
I think Northeast Missouri, Northwest Missouri, Southeast Missouri, Southwest Missouri all deserve to have people come to their area and hear from them.
The bill was sent to the Senate on Thursday by a 111-46 vote. Democrats primarily opposed the measure, saying it stifles the people's ability to change public policy. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri Senate passed legislation to increase the state's 17-cent per gallon gas tax to nearly 30 cents by 2026. The state currently has the second lowest gas tax just behind Alaska, and Missourians have routinely voted down increases in years past. The tax will raise incrementally by 2.5 cents for 5 years beginning October of this year. The legislation also includes an option for drivers to get a 100% rebate on the new tax if they save receipts for gas purchases. The tax is estimated to bring in roughly $460 million additional dollars for the state's roads and bridges. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.